teacher. So thank you, Reverend Dr. Carol Bliss. So when she was saying we can, it's that time of year, we can wear boots or we can wear sandals, I'm going to wear no shoes. So sometimes I just feel more grounded this way. So knowing I'm not offending anyone, that it's all good, it's all God, and it just is how I am. So there you go. I'm really excited about today's talk title, just because so many things came up, and I love it, the synchronicity of life when everything kind of fits together. And as Shenanigans was singing the song, I was thinking that would be great mirror work. Sing that song to yourself. Have I told you lately that I love you? Because in this philosophy, the most important thing is to make peace with ourselves, to really love every part of who we are, and to forget the stuff of the past, because, whoa, we can beat ourselves up for a long time for things that coulda, woulda, shoulda, and stuff. Oh, I can't remember I did that. And as Carol was saying, we only have right here, right now. So making sure that we're taking pictures of ourselves today, doing our selfies, Selfie Sunday again, so taking pictures of ourselves, but really honoring who we are and knowing that each day we're becoming more and more. So the talk title today is Spiritual Mind Treatment is Not Well Wishing. Oh, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish, I hope. It really comes down to going to that space of knowing. So in this philosophy, our spiritual mind treatment is positive prayer. And we're treating our minds to change the parts that have forgotten who we are, the divinity of who we are. So we're really treating ourselves, putting ourselves through a mental treatment of who I am right here, right now is perfect. And the official five steps is knowing that Spirit is flowing everywhere. So if Spirit's flowing everywhere, it's flowing through me. And I know that each and every moment is getting better and better and better. And then I go to that gratitude space that I am so grateful for this day, for this life expression. And then I get to release it out to the universe. And I was thinking about this because spiritual mind treatment is actually really happening all the time. Because it's not much more than our thoughts. And our thoughts are treating every part of our life, every single minute. It's not just when we're, okay, now I'm going to do positive prayer, and then I'm going to go, life is bad, and go off and crazy inside my head and beat myself up for everything else I coulda, woulda, shoulda, did. And okay, now I'm going to go to spiritual mind treatment. Oh, everything is good. We are treating all the time. And every thought, if we thought about every thought, is creating something in our bodies, creating something in the universe, we would want to be very mindful of that, right? I know that there's been movies out there where the minute they say something, oh, I wish I had this, and then it appears. Well, luckily we don't have that because we're not quite ready for that instant manifestation where we say that we want something and then it just shows up. We're still getting through all the stuff that we're holding on to. Ernest Holmes says this, spiritual mind treatment is a process that is both inspirational and logical. If caught up in emotion, fear, pain, it's a tool that is inspiring and can lift me from the condition and calmly, definitely, logically gives me a way to change what's happening. Have to really take a look at what are my thoughts saying and what is it that I'm wanting. And it's not wishing, because we get to the space where we have total confidence that certain things are going to happen. You know, I recently bought a toaster because I'm one of those people that still eat carbs. So I had no doubt that the minute I plugged the toaster in and pushed the thing down that it was going to toast. I had no doubt. I just had total confidence. And same thing with our treatments. When we get to that space of knowing that everything that I'm treating for is showing up in my life, and I just go to that knowing space, knowing that it is happening. And things are showing up in the easiest, softest, gentlest way it can, based on all the blocks that I have, whether it be worthiness blocks or not good enough or anger blocks or stuff that I'm holding on to because I haven't let go of things of the past and I'm blocking because I'm holding on to this old anger and I'm holding on to that old anger. The more we can put that down and really clear our minds of everything and know that everything that's happening right here, right now is absolutely perfect. I've been listening to Zero Limits with Joe Vitale. Anybody hear that book or read that book? It's amazing because he talks about the Ho'oponopono. and I actually, because I love the whole process, It's a clearing process, and it's kind of a nice little mantra. But I did print out some sheets of my favorite Ernest Holmes quotes, and then along with the Ho'oponopono, and it's on the back table in the foyer, so you can feel free to grab one. But Ho'oponopono, he studied, Joe Vitale studied this doctor, Dr. Hulan Ilakilakilakilang, it's a Hawaiian name. He was working at a medical institution that was for the criminally insane. And he, Dr. Hulan, would look at their charts and he would know the oneness of all of us, that we're all connected at the core, through the ancestors, through everything. We are all connected. There's only one, which is our main philosophy here, that there's only one. And so as I'm taking care of myself, I'm really taking care and projecting for everyone. So the more we can make peace with ourselves and the more we can love ourselves, the more we're loving everyone else. And it starts with the number one, starting with where we are. So Dr. Hulan would look at these charts and he would see what this person did and not take it in emotionally, but look at it and say, okay, if that was any part of me, then I need to clean that up. And he uses the four mantras: I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. Well, what happened was all of a sudden, all of these patients started getting better because he kept clearing, and as he calls it, clearing and going to the zero limit, where you're not holding on to anything. None of the blocks of the past, none of the projection of the future, because sometimes we awfulize the future. I was talking to somebody about a workshop I wanted to go to in April, and she's like, oh, I don't have the money for that. And I said, it's in April. You're going to awfulize the future? It's like, come on, you'll have that money by April. Let's set that intention. So sometimes we just, you know, this is how things are and this is how it is, and then we get limited and block our own self. So Joe Vitale and Dr. Hulan talk about clearing our mind and continuing to clear. I'm sorry, I love you, please forgive me, thank you. And I know some people have given up saying I'm sorry. I used to always say I apologize because that feels better to me, but it's going to that space inside of ourselves saying, I'm sorry I wasn't conscious in the moment. I wasn't loving myself. I wasn't loving and recognizing the spirit and the energy of that's flowing through me. So I'm sorry that I didn't recognize the divinity. Please forgive me. Forgive me that I wasn't conscious in that moment. I love you, and thank you for bringing me to this awareness. So it's such a beautiful mantra, and it's a wonderful place to go when we start going down a road that is not serving us, because we tend to move in the direction of our most dominant thought. A lot of companies now, they have organizational design, and they use what they call appreciative inquiry. The appreciative inquiry asks the question, how are we acting when we are at our best? How am I acting when I'm at my best? I'm acting happy, full of life. I'm seeing the good in others. How do we feel when we are most accomplished? So if we could get ourselves, okay, this is how I feel when I've gotten all these great things accomplished and when I'm feeling good about myself, and this is how I'm acting when I'm at my best. I'm seeing the best in others, and I'm doing things that are positive, raising up my vibration. The more we can get to that space, the more we're creating a world that works for everyone. They have the social constructionalism. What you give your time and attention to tends to be recreated in your life. It's really interesting because a lot of organizations, I feel like they're taking a lot of science of mind, which is fabulous because it's such a great philosophy. Our thoughts become things. What we think about comes about. What we focus on expands. So if I'm looking at this, what you give your time and attention to tends to be recreated in your life. So if I'm giving time and attention to this negative pile of soup over here, then I'm going to have more of that. So it is important for each one of us to every thought to make sure it's a good thought. Because when I'm giving my time and attention to, I'm going to have more of that. If I had this yucky soup over here, I don't want more of that. Let me put that down. I could call it a lot of other things. So we could call it so many other things. But if I have these thoughts over here and they're negative, I don't want more of that. And if I'm giving my time and attention to it, I'm going to get more of it. So wouldn't it be better and wouldn't it make sense if I started thinking about what it is that I would love? I feel like I do this with my mother every morning. So she's still back in Nebraska, and there's always something, you know. It's like some people just love to have a little drama in their life, and she'll start talking about stuff, and it's like, uh-huh, yeah, that's true for you. Yeah, you want to keep saying it because you know this philosophy, and I have to keep reminding her, stop talking about that. Oh, the boys never come to visit me, and it's like, yep, answered prayer. They're never going to. So it's like, is that what you want? Tell me what you want, and don't tell me what you're focusing on. Tell me what it is that you're wanting, and focus on that. We move in the direction of our most dominant thought. What we give our time and attention to will be recreated in our life. Yay! And if we're creating this over here, no, that's not yay. It's like, let me let that down. Let me come back to this conscious moment. And let me think about things that I love. Let me remind myself every day when I look in the mirror that something wonderful is happening. And that even though I look at the pictures from 20 years ago and I was like, wow, I looked really good back then. What happened? I'm sorry, it makes me think of my sister because sometimes if I'm really tired, she'll come up and she'll, all my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm like, I love you too. Thank you for pointing that out. Anyway, I digress. So, not something I want to focus on. I just think it's fun. It's funny. It's like, okay, I see the good in you. Thank you for seeing that in me. So what we give our time and attention to continues to be recreated. So it's like, okay, in 20 years from now, which I know that my sister and I have had this conversation, in 20 years from now in the future, I'll be looking back and saying, where's all the pictures? So it's like, get those pictures. Feel good about who you are right now today. Because as we keep growing, we can see where we've grown. It's like, whoa, this is where I was there, and this is where I was there, and this is where I was there, and it's all good. And it's like a beautiful fine wine, because that's how we are. Social constructionalism happening in a lot of organizations. What you give your time and attention to tends to be recreated. Also, there's the heliotropism. I'm going to go scientific today. All living organisms gravitate towards that which gives them life, like the plant bending to see the light. All of the organisms gravitate towards that which gives them life. So we have to think about what's giving us life. And sometimes when we start beating ourselves up, I see people want to go crawl in a dark little hole. They want to go away from the light. They want to go away from everything else, and they want to forget, you know, go under the covers and forget, oh, it was like the worst day ever. And it's like, no, stop. Pull the covers off. Put your feet on the ground and say, this is the best day ever. And I don't know why, but it just is, and it's going to be because I've stated it. And so I'm going to reinvent this day by affirming and treating my own mind, getting rid of the old thoughts that are not serving me, loving myself to the next level. Ernest Holmes says this in The Art of Life. Life is infinite energy coupled with limitless creative imagination. It is an invisible essence and substance of every visible form. Its nature is goodness, truth, wisdom, and beauty, as well as energy and imagination. Our highest satisfaction comes from a sense of conscious union with the invisible life force. So the more we can take time, and even we don't even have to know, it's like, okay, inner knower spirit, guide me. Let me let this down. And then go to the mantra that they do with Ho'opono. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Because each one of us is individual. And each one of us is expressing. And so it's like you're all a work of art. And it's like, which piece of art are you today? And how does that art look? Does it look like something I want to put in the cupboard? What does it look like? Let me showcase it. Showcase the art that you are. You are a work of art. And there is nobody else exactly like you. So embracing and loving that. And making peace with it and letting go of the stuff of the past. It's like, okay, that stuff happened back there, but I do not have to beat myself up every single day for the mistakes I made in the past because that was someone else. Now I'm new and different, and we are renewed by the renewing of our minds. And so we get to come here on Sunday mornings and renew our minds. I know about a month ago I was talking about how the caterpillar starts consuming everything in its consuming everything in its sight before it goes into its cocoon to immerse as the butterfly. And interestingly enough, that we are called consumers. We used to be called people or humankind. But now it's like the consumers, the consumer report, consumers. So it's like we're consuming everything. And now is the time to step back and go into that inner knower, into our, and I don't want to say blocking out anyone else, but into a beautiful shield of cocoon where we're staying immersed in that which we are wanting to create as we immerse as the butterflies. Because the more we can just, it's not out there, it's right in here, the more we can go within and love that inner knower inside and make peace with everything in life. One of the things I do when I start beating myself up for something in the past, I'll write out a spiritual mind treatment, or I'll write and rip, because sometimes the sliver has to be taken out. It's like, oh, I can't believe I did that. That was the worst. Let me rip it up, and I forgive myself. And then do the Ho'oponopono. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Let me put that down. Let me be renewed. Let me know that whatever I'm focusing on is going to manifest, because that is just how it happens. We plant the seed, and it grows. Let me go to the light. Let me make sure that I'm immersing myself in places that allow me to grow, where I'm feeling the light and growing with the light. And take some time to be. If you move towards that which gives you life, excitement, wouldn't it make sense that we pay attention to what's working? What's working in my life and what's not working? Well, the negative thoughts, I can tell you right now, aren't working, because that just takes us on this downward spiral. Because you have one, and then another, and then another, and then another. So let me uplift myself. Let me have a positive thought. And go into that space of being. Because we get to be the human doings. Do, 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 do. We're just doing, 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 doing. And we get so busy out there in the world that we forget that we are human beings. So we get to be. So the final thought is, be loving to yourself and to others. Be kind to yourself and to others. Be joyful to yourself and to others. Be loyal to yourself and to others. And if you can't be any of those, at least behave, okay? So with all of this, let's take it and go inside our heart of hearts as we close our eyes to any distractions, as we get to go to that place of being, knowing that what we give our attention to is being recreated in our life. It's like the blueprint of life inside our mind, and it manifests outward. So as we breathe in the fullness of life, knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence, knowing that it is flowing in as and through each one of us, it is that spirit, that goodness, that godness, that energy, that force back of all things. Knowing that we are plugged in, we are charged up, we are tuned into that infinite intelligence. It is guiding every cell in our body, that we just release anything that doesn't serve us, any thoughts that do not serve us, anything from the past, as we come clear present to this moment. Knowing that this moment is all there is. And in this moment, we continue to breathe in the fullness of life with joy, with peace, with love, with excitement, with enthusiasm. Knowing that as we breathe that in, as we focus on that, we continue to create more of that. Knowing that every cell in our bodies is vibrating at a whole new level, a whole new light, that we are uplifted and renewed by the renewing of our own minds, seeing the good in ourselves as we see the good in each other. As I speak my word for each and every person, that this is the best day ever, that something wonderful is unfolding. As we look for the miracles within and we look for the miracles out in the world, focusing on only that which serves us, only that which lifts us up, like the plant bending to the light, we stay in that light. We keep being guided to that light of love, of peace, of harmony, of goodness, seeing each and every person in that light. As we go to the space of gratitude, I am so grateful for this beautiful day, for this wonderful knowing, for this wonderful truth, for this new moment. as I just release my word into the action of the law, knowing that my word is never returned void, as we all anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you.